Mo Brooks, Trump won the Electoral College, I can be a part of the Surrender Caucus or I can fight for our country. By Jeff Poor on December 15, 2020. Monday during an appearance on FBN's Lou Dobbs Tonight, Representative Mo Brooks, RL, vowed not to go down without a fight despite states having certified Electoral College results earlier in the day, which paved the way for Joe Biden to become the president-elect. Brooks told host Lou Dobbs about his effort to challenge the Electoral College, which has happened as recently as 2017 after Donald Trump won the presidential election. "Well, it's happened many times in the past," Brooks said. "Apparently, some folks have not done their history. By way of example, the Democrats in the House tried it in 2017 when they tried to strike Alabama's votes for Donald Trump. Georgia, the same way, the House Democrats tried to strike it. Barbara Boxer tried to strike Ohio for George Bush back in 2005, so this is not unusual. The law is very clear. The House of Representatives in combination with the United States Senate has the lawful authority to accept or reject Electoral College vote submissions from states that have such flawed election systems that they're not worthy of our trust. And in this instance, with what has happened nationally, I'm quite confident that if we only counted lawful votes cast by eligible American citizens, Donald Trump won the Electoral College, and we should not be counting illegal votes and putting in an illegitimate president of the United States," he continued. The Alabama Republican congressman also pledged not to be a part of what he deemed the Surrender Caucus with the GOP, adding that he needs a U.S. senator to join his challenge to the Electoral College for it to be successful. "Well, where we're headed as a country is this, quite simply. We're a republic, and the bedrock of a republic is an honest and accurate voting system. And if you don't have an honest and accurate voting system, then you may as well throw out the claim that you're a republic. You've lost that right. You've lost the control of your government, and under those circumstances, those who can steal the most votes, who can engage in the most voter fraud and get away with it are going to be the ones that rule the roost in Washington, D.C. That's not what our founding fathers wanted. That's not what a million or so Americans who have lost their lives in wars wanted. Giving us this republic, this democracy where we could control our own fate and our own destiny. So I have a choice. I can either sit back and surrender and be a part of the Surrender Caucus, or I can fight for our country. And that's what I'm going to do. So on January 6, I'm going to object to the submissions of Electoral College votes from various states that, in my judgment, have such flawed election systems that their vote counts are unworthy of our ratification in the United States Congress. What I need is a United States senator who will join me. If we have a House member and a senator, then by golly, that forces a House vote and a floor vote on whether to accept this systematically flawed election system or to reject it. I want to reject it so that we can have an honest and fair and accurate election." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.